Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone.
The late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sam's is TatumLLC.com, right, Sam?
TatumLLC.com, and we have about 30 offices around the country, so something's got to be near all your listeners.
Take advantage of it. If you need a CFO or a CIO on any kind of a relationship, part-time, full-time, whatever, let them know, they'll help you, and that way you can get the power, the brain power, without having to make the big investment. Sam, we're talking about the survey of business conditions you guys conduct every month. The last thing we have to talk about is employment, and I always like to keep the last segment for that, because that is really the one of the 800-pound gorillas that we have to deal with now, the elephant in the living room. I mean, we got 20-something million Americans, Sam, who are either unemployed or underemployed, and that doesn't even include the people who've converted over to either welfare or disability, who may never come back to the workplace.
That, you know, imagine yourself emerging out of school and college or school of any kind in the past 5 years, and you go into the workforce, and as far as you know, this is the way it always is.
Yep.
But it's not. How discouraging would that be,
right,
to go for month after month and maybe a year or more without someone saying, we think you're worth hiring?
Right.
It's just a terrible...
You know, we conducted a survey of our audience this last month, mm-hmm. and we asked them, you know, are you hiring? And we asked four questions. One was... One answer was yes, we're hiring. We can find the people we want. The second one was, yes, we're hiring, but we can't find the people we want. The third one was, we're not hiring because we're using technology as much as we can. And the fourth one was, we're not hiring because we don't need anybody. And 94%, I think it was, fit into the bottom three categories. Only about 6% said we're hiring and we can find the people we need. I wonder if your people aren't in that second category because you've got green arrows here, and that's that they're looking for people, and either they're finding them or they need them, but they can't find them. You know, this arrow doesn't necessarily mean they're finding candidates, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I know anecdotally in my area of South Carolina, the employers who demand high performance and are the high-performing companies are finding it extremely difficult to find employees who will, even not in very complicated stuff, but who will have the attention span and the dedication to excellence or the dedication to doing a really good job that they have, the older employers now have. And so, yes, it's not just the technology, it's also attitude.
Are you saying that you think people are experiencing candidate deficits because the people they're not mentally, emotionally, from some character trait, they're not ready to go to work?
Well, I don't know if it's a character trait. It may be a trend of the times.
Generational thing?
I hear it anecdotally around here in South Carolina that the really superb performing companies are totally backed. You know, they've got all the business they can handle. They're looking for people, and they are telling me that they cannot find the kind of people that they need to run their business in the way they've been they've traditionally run it.
Yeah.
So there's a fifth category to your question. It's not just technology. I can't find the people that I need, not because they're not trained, but because they don't have the attention that it takes to mm-hmm. and dedication to doing a really superb service,
so they've got a technical job that typically may be more conducive to a younger person, but they also have a job that requires dedication, somebody to show up and work on their own, take initiative, which requires somebody maybe a little older, So if you're an older person who understands technology, you're golden, right?
I would say so, especially if you have a strong work ethic.
That might be good news for you and me, Sam, right?
Yeah. There's still opportunity, Jim.
Maybe there's still a chance, as my mother would say, maybe there's still a chance I could get a real job. Hey, well, Sam, thank you for being here, and I appreciate your good job on the survey this month. Thank you for all the green arrows.
Yeah, always
gonna,
a pleasure.
Are you going to be able to top this next year, next week?
I don't know. We'll see.
Keep working on it. We look forward to next month's survey. Business conditions from Tatum and our good friend Sam Norwood. Thanks, Sam. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I want to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. In the meantime, remember that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.